In studio this morning, joining me is Val Stover, Val Stover Real Estate Team. Good morning, Val.
Good morning.
Great to see you in studio here this morning, and it's been an interesting year for you, no doubt. You get things started kind of beginning your own business or going on your own in an industry that you're familiar with, but then we have the pandemic happen, kind of putting all that on hold a little bit, but now things are fired back up in the real estate market. I guess first I'd love to ask you a little bit about what it looks like to do, to go to a house, to go out, look at a house that you're interested in buying. You know, what kind of steps are there for social distancing or safety measures?
Well, right now we're encouraging everybody to wear a mask, of course. Mm-hmm. And we also, I remind my sellers often, first of all, we try to have the lights on, which is always something we've done anyways, just because the house shows better that way. Mm-hmm. But now the purpose is for the germs, obviously.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do try to wipe down all the light switches and the handles, and we do ask people to wear their masks through the homes. Some people wear booties, and sometimes not, but we remove your shoes. Mm-hmm. So far, I mean, it seems, honestly, pretty darn safe, as long as you take those precautions.
Yeah, it makes sense that the house is already pretty spotless anyway, just by virtue of making it a great place to look at, or, you know, putting on the best face for selling a home.
Yeah, I guess I did fail to mention we do have disclosures, too. So we have people sign an addendum that says they have not experienced any symptoms, do not have a fever, nobody around them has. Basically, we have them sign, you know, a form that says...
A waiver, in essence, to at least...
Yeah, states that they really have not been exposed to COVID, so...
That's great, so...
Not guaranteed,
safe,
but it's good as you can do, really.
As good as you can do and still be able to get people, you know, some people I'm sure got stuck in between some sort of a home transition where maybe they had closed on a sale, COVID-19 comes along, and now they're kind of left in limbo as to where their home's going to end up being.
Yeah, actually got pretty lucky that I had a few closings during COVID, mm-hmm. which was interesting because I couldn't really attend them.
Right.
Attend them a couple times. They went to the parking lot, just kind of waved for moral support and, you know, how'd it go? But we're still keeping this really wide distance at that point. But now we're back in usually closing with them, and we wear a mask in the closing room if kind of a... Depending on if they require, or if people want you to, and how much space there is, frankly.
Well, and the guidance of an experienced realtor is something that I... think that most people who are in the home buying process find to be invaluable. And so tell us a little bit about why a realtor makes sense, maybe for somebody who's hasn't bought a home before, or maybe hasn't done it in a long time. What are some things that might be unexpected, or just what you as a realtor are providing to your clients?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. There's always something unexpected that comes up. And as long as I've been doing this 28 years full time, mm-hmm. every now and then it's like, wow, I can't believe that's never happened before, but this just happened. So it's always, there's always hurdles to get through. And if you have an experienced agent, you get through those hurdles and you get through them as well as you can. Mm-hmm. And you end up at the closing table and everybody's happy. And that's always the goal. If you don't know how to handle those hurdles, it can go bad very quickly. So I do think that having an experienced realtor is extremely important because we really can navigate the whole way through, and you never know what's coming up. There's always something.
Yeah, you said 28 years. In that time, you've seen, you know, you can't say you've seen everything, but you've seen a lot of it, so you can anticipate ahead of time when you might see a hurdle or a potential roadblock, and people can be prepared to navigate that rather than see that be a holdup that, you know, sours them on the home buying process.
Yeah, definitely with different types of financing, you know, okay, FHA, this is going to be a problem mm-hmm. because of this and this. And sometimes you can get ahead of it and say, this, you know, the buyer's going to be willing to do this, especially when you're competing for offers and nobody wants an FHA over a conventional. But like we just got one a month ago that we're going to be closing on in a couple days because we were proactive and said, well, when the shed needs to be painted, my buyer's willing to do that, and they're willing to do this, and we mm-hmm. kind of, we already head off these things that could happen. We already have a plan for it, and that really got our offer accepted over other offers that actually may have been a little better, but we're still closing.
Yeah.
So, and again, you know, there's that trust too and confidence in other realtors. I mean, that plays a big part.
Sure.
When I'm looking at, you know, and I've been told on the other end of it many times, we took your offer even though it was a little bit, it wasn't as high as the other one, but we know that your buyers are always pre-approved. I've worked with you 100 times.
Sure.
We know we're going to get to the closing table. This one, we never heard of them or for other reasons.
Sure.
Does matter in a local business like this where we know each other.
Val, I'm going to have you slide over this other microphone. We're getting a little issue on that one, if you will. I don't know what happened there, but jump in and we'll
Okay.
Try that out.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, it started to sizzle there a little bit. Oh, okay. So, yeah. So, yeah, the advantage of the realtor. I mean, I, when doing house shopping, you know, you kind of get into it, and I, who would know even where to start, I guess, without some guidance. So it's good to have that out there. And your experience, you've been doing this 28 years, you said. So what is it that inspired you to start your own company or to start doing it by yourself?
Basically, you're looking at the numbers, and I am a business person. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at, okay, all this money is going to a franchise.
Yeah.
And it's funding their national, international advertising that does nothing for my clients individually. And all of that extra marketing, I did a lot on my own anyways. As realtors, you still, if you want to have, rather than just the broad company marketing, you want to do your individual marketing on your own, you know, have the professional photos, have the virtual tours, you're still usually paying those out of pocket. So you're looking at that and going, what is this doing for me? I can take that money, hire my marketing person. And that's really what I've done. I've added two people. That's my team. I'm not trying to be a big conglomerate. That's not my goal. It's definitely quality over quantity. So basically, instead of, you know, one realtor and a broad type of marketing, we've got one realtor, and then I've got somebody who does my social media. So we're doing, I'm doing a lot more marketing than I ever was before, which is helping my clients individually. So it's basically, you're, you know, a 3-to-1 ratio at this point, which is a lot better than what I had before. Bigger is not always better. It's really quality over quantity that you need in a realtor and a lender, frankly. Throw that in there, too.
Yeah. And so now, at this point, how's it going?
It's going great. It's actually really good. We were, you know, booming right from the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And obviously, we just went to a screeching halt. And like I said, some things were still moving, but the new business wasn't coming because you couldn't show houses.
Sure.
There were some exceptions, but it was pretty... I stayed away from that. I didn't want to get myself in any pickle there. But, we're just right back at it. We just started where we left off with this pent-up demand, and it's booming just as much as it was before. And in fact, I would say even more. I mean, if there's a house comes up, you got to jump on it because there's multiple offers. If it's a good, clean house, especially like from 100 to 200, you could have 5 offers in 2 days.
Wow.
And that's, again, you need a realtor that can try to get your offer positioned correctly.
Right,
to win that bid.
Because you might try to get, someone might try to just go online and use whatever, you know, whatever programs there are out there to search houses and shop for themselves. But in my experience, you found it that way. By the time you get in touch with somebody and you know, to be to the point where you're willing to make, or able to make an offer, they've got 5 offers, maybe already accepted one. It's just that time lapse there.
Yeah, if you're working with a good experienced realtor, I mean, you already have that pre-approval in hand. It's already in your dot loop,
yeah.
You know, which our dot loop is our secure system, so which a lot of realtors in the area are using now.
Mm-hmm.
So we use that, and it's ready to go. And then you need, like I said, there is strategy when it comes to buying and selling a home, and maybe more so than people think. There's a lot of psychology to it.
Sure.
And you really need to know what you're doing, frankly. I mean, if you just were started out of the gate and just got your license... I mean, good luck to you, but I mean, it's not paying more typically to use somebody that's, you know, really good and experienced, has a track record, has the references, and frankly, like I said, can get your offer accepted possibly over the next one, and not necessarily being the highest bidder, just having all the other parts of the offer together correctly.
So what's the inventory like in the Jackson area right now?
Well, that's why it's the frenzy, because we have very, very low inventory. So as long as we have low inventory, I think our prices are going to keep just... they're really good right now for sellers. It's a great time to sell. And like I said, on the other end, you got to know which offers to take. If you have 5 on the table, I'm looking at who's the lender, because I know a lot of the local lenders. So kind of a shout out to local lenders. If they're good local lenders, you know, I put a lot more stock in that.
Sure.
That pre-approval letter. And you make sure that it's been credit approved and some other things that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Type of financing, how much down. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So
no doubt.
It's not always the highest offer that gets it.
Yeah,
although, for the most part, I mean, it's the bottom line in the end,
usually,
but the highest offer isn't always the best offer.
Yeah.
So
when you're factoring everything.
Right.
Well, so as we were talking about prices maintaining good or even maybe ticking up a little bit, it's a time with low interest rates. So.
Right. So it's kind of working out because buyers can buy more home.
Sure.
And right now the prices are high, which is, you know, having been doing it 28 years, I've been through the cycles, so it's a little scary because I do feel like we're pushing up. These prices are pretty good right now. They're pretty high. But again, at least the interest rates are low, so people can afford them.
I don't know how long it will last. I definitely think we'll have a correction at some point. I thought that before COVID. I really thought, okay, last year was just a fantastic year. Great prices, great demand. It was just good all around. And then going into right now, it's like it's very similar. And I just think at some point it's going to be corrected. Hopefully it'll be a small correction, but who knows?
Yeah, well, hopefully.
And that's what I tell people they're buying. Yeah. You know, this is what it is today. I can't tell you what it's going to be 5 years from now.
Yeah, but it's nice to know that you're at least looking ahead. So GOC gave me a little bit of a insight here, and he said appraisals can be iffy. What's your reaction to that statement?
Sometimes you get these multiple offers, and let's say it's an FHA or VA or even conventional without, you know, 5 or 10% down. That home still has to appraise pretty much for full price with FHA or VA, depending on how much down on conventional. But either way, the buyers are going to come back and say, I only want to pay the appraisal price.
Okay.
Okay, so maybe somebody outbids something, and sometimes you get these crazy, ridiculous offers, but we all know as an experienced agent, like, it's never going to appraise for that anyway. So the seller's still not going to get that money, even though that offer might be for a really high price. So you still have to go with the comparables. And frankly, before I, you know, even have a listing appointment, I spent hours on doing my comparative market analysis. I spent a lot of time. Some are a lot easier than others and go quicker, but some I just keep going back to and I do it backwards, forward, you know, compare this to that. And it just, works out. Usually they usually appraise.
Yeah. So the comparative market analysis that you're mentioning here is, this is other homes that recently sold in the same neighborhood, same size range.
It's the realtor's, you know, I don't want to say equivalent, but it's the realtor's synonymous with appraisal, but we don't have appraisal license, and we definitely have more flexibility. There are definitely times appraisals maybe only be able to go back 3 months or 6 months. I may go back 2 years just because I feel it gives me a better idea if the market was the same 2 years ago, and just compare that and as well with the recent sales. Just to kind of get my head wrapped around those prices, because as long as I've been doing this, it's all the facts, but there's no formula.
Yeah.
And even appraisers can come in and give you 5 different appraisal prices on the same house.
Oh, wow.
So there's just not an exact science. So I just try to look at it from a lot of different angles. And fortunately, it comes out. It works out. So.
Well, you've entirely convinced me that I definitely have no interest in trying to buy a house without a realtor around. Somebody who understands all that stuff that you're talking about and can really put it into focus for a buyer. At least give me the part that I would need to know, and seller, by the way, also, you know, so that you're making sure you're getting the best bang for your buck and getting it on the market at a time when, like you said, you could have five offers in just a couple of days at this point.
Yes. So, and if it falls through, that's no good for you. If it's, you know, just because it's a high offer, but it's not a reasonable offer.
Or, real.
It just depends on the whole.
Well, that's great. So it's Val Stover Real Estate Team. Val, how does somebody get in touch with you to learn more?
Oh, you can call me at 517-262-3237. And you can also look at my website at valstover.com. And we'll get right back to you. And usually you'll get me, even though I have two other people that help me out for social media and other marketing. But I always return my phone call. So
you're the one right on top of it. Well, that's great. Anything, any special listing you want to point people toward or anything right now?
Well, I have a nice one on Browns Lake right now for $345,000. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, but it's Browns Lake. So
yeah, I was saying
it's a very nice lake, and
you said the neighborhood, and I said that's got to be a nice place.
Yeah, it's lakefront. So
yeah, beautiful. Well, Val, thanks so much for coming in this morning. It's a pleasure.
All right, thank you for having me, Steve.
Val Stover Real Estate Team, Val Stover here on WKHM.